Then how do you break free? I asked. We use the Rauquero Dene Rouge device, invented by two of your fellow countrymen, but refined by me for my own special uses, thereby enabling you to risk these new physiological conditions without suffering any organic disorders. It consists of a tank built from heavy sheet iron, in which I saw air under a pressure of 50 atmospheres. This tank is fastened to the back by means of straps, like a soldier's knapsack. Its top part forms a box, where the air is regulated by a bellows mechanism, and can be released only at its proper tension. In the Rauquero device that has been in general use, two india rubber hoses leave this box and feed to a kind of tent that imprisons the operator's nose and mouth. One hose is for the entrance of air to be inhaled, the other for the exit of air to be exhaled, and the tongue closes off the former or the latter, depending on the breather's needs. But in my case, since I faced considerable pressures at the bottom of the sea, I needed to enclose my head in a copper sphere, like those found on standard diving suits, and the two hoses for inhalation and exhalation now feed to that sphere. That's perfect, Captain Nemo, but the air you carry must be quickly depleted, and once it contains no more than 15% oxygen, it becomes unfit for breathing. Surely, but as I told you, Professor Aronnax, the Nautilus's pumps enable me to store air under considerable pressure. And given this circumstance, the tank and my diving equipment can supply breathable air for 9 to 10 hours.